Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 266. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 266. My holy self abides in you, God's Son. Father, you gave me all your sons to be my saviors and my counselors in sight, the bearers of your holy voice to me. In them are you reflected, and in them does Christ look back upon me from myself. Let not your Son forget your holy name. Let not your Son forget his holy source. Let not your Son forget his name is yours. This day we enter into paradise, calling upon God's name and on our own, acknowledging ourself and each of us, united in the holy love of God. How many saviors God has given us! How can we lose the way to Him when He has filled the world with those who point to Him and give us the sight to look on them? My holy self abides in you, God's Son. I read the first line, Father, you gave me all your sons to be my counselors in sight, the bearers of your holy voice to me. My counselors. I think about an interview I saw on the television. I live outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, and for the last 3 nights, they have had riots and break-ins and looting. And a woman was being asked some questions while she was there, one of the nights, on the street. The reporter asked, "Why don't you go home?" And she said, "I'm out here because I could be shot tomorrow on the street." And he replied, "Why don't you go home now and be safe? It's not safe here." And she said, "You don't understand. I could be shot tomorrow." And what she was saying is that she doesn't ever feel safe. There is no safety anywhere at any time. And for her to be out there trying to bring about her safety seemed to her that at least she is doing something. Being out there in a place that is unsafe, she was at least doing something because of the fear of the next day being unsafe. And the reporter didn't get it. He didn't understand. He thinks you can be safe right now. And she thinks, no, I'm afraid I won't be safe tomorrow. And this idea that God's sons are my saviors and my counselors. And what this woman was saying is exactly what most all feel. We never feel safe as long as we have the idea there is unsafety. Then we can never feel safe. And that is what she was saying. And she was being honest about it, more honest than the reporter, who was pretending, like most of us do pretend, by saying, "Oh, I'll just go into my house and lock the door and pretend I'm safe." But we still have the thought in our mind that we are not safe. And here she is, this woman, speaking so honestly. She is my savior. She is pointing out to me that I have thoughts that safety can come from the world if the world changes. And it is just interesting that we use a phrase where we talk about something being black and white, like polar opposites. And here we have these riots going on over perceived black and white. And it's sitting out there for all of us to see in black and white. Does safety come from the world, or does it come from the truth of who we are? It's made simple for us to see, and yet we still refuse to see. We still refuse to believe that as long as we believe there is safety in the world, we will always be in conflict. It's black and white. My saviors and my counselors are God's sons. How many saviors God has given me? If I will only allow them to be my savior and allow myself to be theirs. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to remember the truth that there is no safety to be found in the world of dreams. Help me to be the savior that you've sent me to be, and help me to see through to all the saviors around me, reminding myself that we all want the same thing. We all want to remember the truth so we can know safety. Let me not forget your holy name. Let me not forget my source. Let me not forget my name is yours. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. And we sink deeply into who we are in truth, knowing we are safe, that no harm can truly come to us, and that this dream of insecurity and fear and pain and death is just a childish notion, a dream. And let me, just for this time, as I sit quietly, believe the thought that I am God's son and this dream is not real, and any thought that comes up to oppose it is simply not true. I want only to sink into my truth. Thank you for joining with me and having the courage to accept our truth and invite our Saviors to our side. Namaste.